Good morning, everyone. This is Portia Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and it is a wonderful, already bright Tuesday morning. It's about 7:30 Central Time, and I was just thinking about how many stories I have heard in just 24 hours. So many people have so many influential things to say, so many experiences, so many life events that they've gone through, that at the time that they were going through them, it almost seemed like a conversation of stress, of depression, of some sort of hurt and pain at the moment that they were having it. But we never went back and retold that story, how the end was. And so a lot of times our victory comes at the end. But because we have struggled so much and so much of our pain was expressed as we were going through it, sometimes they call that the refining fire. Or the birthing pains. It's like right before that beautiful bundle of joy, that little bitty baby with those beautiful eyes that's looking up at you, and mom and dad are fighting about who they look like because my kids just don't look like me. But, when you're looking at that little bundle of joy, you forget that pain and you remember that pleasure. But we very little talk about the pleasure as much and as often as we talk about the pain. And I think one of the true essence of just engrafting the reason for this challenge is understanding that the pain is just as important as the pleasure. And until we get into the habit of telling a story 50-50, every time we hear a story that seems inspirational and motivational, we'll be unbalanced and we will have an unrealistic viewpoint of life. We will either think that life is just 100% a bed of roses and a box of chocolates, or we will think that life is just doom and gloom and it's never going to get better and people are always the way that they are and they're going to always stab you in the back and hurt you and do things to harm you and no one wants the best for you. And that's just not true. There are just sometimes we have some unfortunate situations that happen in our life that they harden us, that they strengthen us, but they also take things away from us. They take that genuineness away from us. They take that authentic you away. Every time you get in a battle with somebody, my grandmother used to call battling. Anytime you get in the ring with the devil, I don't care if you win, he still stole some things. And now I really understand what she meant by that. Because sometimes there are some things that we go through and they make us bitter. And bitter doesn't make us better. Better makes us better. Bitter just makes us worse. It makes us unreceptive to the things that God brings into our lives, into the windows that he opens, the windows of opportunities, the doors that he opens for us. We can't see them, so we don't walk through them because we've become bitter. Better makes us better. When we've been hurt, when things don't go our way, when we suffer loss, when we suffer damages, when the business doesn't work, when the investment doesn't, have a return on it, when all of those things happen, we should be learning from them, not becoming bitter from them, but we should be learning a better way to do them without losing ourselves in it. If you were sweet before the fire, be sweeter after it. Just be smarter. I'm Portia Chandler. I tell my own story. Do you?